The National People's Congress wrapped up in Beijing this week. China's annual meeting of its parliament has long been derided as a rubber stamp affair. No debate, no opposition, just rows of obedient delegates towing the party line. But in recent years, like so much in China, things have begun to change. 20 years of reform has created losers as well as winners in Chinese society. And in the cities, regional people's congresses have begun to live up to their name and voice the concerns of the people. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
An amazing thing happened not long before this year's National People's Congress. The Regional People's Congress in the northeastern city of Shenyang rejected the work report of the city's top legal official. The work report is a sort of Chinese State of the Union address given by national officials to the National People's Congress and regional leaders at the provincial congresses. It has traditionally always been voted through by obedient Communist Party delegates. But this year, Shenyang has been rocked by a series of corruption scandals. Faced with such rottenness at the heart of their city government, the People's Congress delegates essentially passed a vote of no confidence in Shenyang's legal system. It's the first time a work report, either regional or national, has ever been rejected, and it's a significant embarrassment for the Communist Party. Michael Dowdle is a specialist in Chinese law at Hong Kong City University.
This is a benchmark in, I think, a long-standing pattern of parliamentary development in China. It's part of a much larger process in which delegates and people's congresses have become more assertive in trying to affect national policy and affect the way that government operates, even when these issues conflicted with what the leadership of the NPC itself wanted to discuss.
On the last day of the National People's Congress this week in Beijing, more than one-third of all the delegates either voted against or abstained on the work report of the Supreme People's Court. But of course, there is a limit. While delegates can voice opinions on issues the government wants solved, such as corruption, unemployment, and the environment, the system still does not necessarily protect the rights of ordinary people. One man who knows this well is 40-year-old Dr. Xu Yonghai. Just before the opening of the NPC this year, he was arrested and held without charge in a police cell for 26 hours. He says he has a pretty good idea why he was detained.
Just before I was arrested, I wrote a letter to the NPC reflecting people's anger at the government's unfair housing policies, and especially about the way they are demolishing people's houses in Beijing. I asked the NPC delegates to help the ordinary people in solving some of these problems. Maybe they weren't very happy with my letter.
Xu says it's his right and his duty to submit letters like this, and he says he believes many delegates would like to be responsive to ordinary people's concerns. But he's under no illusions about the system. If you protest to the NPC delegates, he says, they would have to convey your complaint to the Communist Party officials in charge, whom they cannot necessarily influence. But even Xu admits that there has been progress in the last few years.
Even though it's still a rubber stamp, I'd say it's made of slightly firmer rubber now. It used to be 100% in support of the government, and now it's not. It's getting better slowly. But delegates are still appointed by the government, and most are party members, so they know they can't push it too far, or they will lose their jobs.
The only way to solve that, says Xu, is if the delegates are directly elected by the people. But Chinese Premier Zhu Rongji said this week that China would never adopt a Western style of democracy. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.